Hello, everyone. Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and you are awesome. We have a great show for you today, so let's get to it. We're going to begin with the news on Lunar New Year. This is the year of the rabbit in Chinese culture. In China, the festivities are known as Spring Festival or Lunar New Year because the new year is determined by the lunar calendar. Every year, red packets of money will change hands, and dragon dances will roar through the streets as people around the world usher in the new year. The event typically results in what is considered the largest annual human migration, as millions of people working and studying away from hometowns head back to reunite with family and celebrate. Lunar New Year lasts 15 days. It's an action-packed holiday with parades and fireworks, and wearing red is crucial. The color red in Chinese culture is associated with luck and prosperity. And of course, we can't forget about the food. Grubbin' is lovin'. Food is central and essential to all Chinese festivals. But sugary snacks, man, they are especially important for Lunar New Year because they are said to sweeten up prospects for the new year ahead. We'll go now to international correspondent for CNN, Mark Stewart, who has more on what Lunar New Year will look like this year in China.
The Lunar New Year is underway, and despite a mask mandate here in Hong Kong, people are celebrating. Take a look at the iconic Victoria Harbor. People are lined up, anxious to take a picture in front of the different plastic figurines. This is the year of the rabbit. There are families here, there are tourists here, all anxious to take pictures, and in many cases, just a few selfies. This is a big shift from last year at this time, when much of Asia had a lot of restrictions, even lockdowns. In mainland China, things have opened up, and as such, we have seen busy airports, busy train stations. During this roughly month-long period, it's estimated there may be as many as 2 billion individual trips out of this broader population of 1.4 billion people. While some health officials are expressing concern, the Chinese government feels that COVID has peaked in many places. As far as the Year of the Rabbit, it's a symbol of peace and prosperity, a wish that many people here in Hong Kong hope to share with the rest of the world.
10-second trivia. Which of these World Heritage Sites was built most recently? Machu Picchu, Great Wall of China, Chichen Itza, or Notre Dame Cathedral? Dating back to the 15th century, Machu Picchu is the youngest of these oldie but goodies. Right now, the World Heritage Site Machu Picchu is closed. It's among the greatest artistic and architectural sites in the world. Built as a legacy of the Inca civilization in Peru in the 15th century, and then later abandoned. Built 2,400 meters above the sea level, the landmark site is made of approximately 200 structures. And did you know what exactly it was used for is still a mystery to this day? This week, the government shut down Machu Picchu indefinitely as anti-government protests across the country grow. We'll hear more now from Rafael Romo, senior Latin American affairs editor of CNN Worldwide, who has the story.
Peru's biggest tourist attraction, Machu Picchu, one of the seven wonders of the world, Peru announced Saturday it's closing the famed site indefinitely, including the Inca Trail that leads up to it. Anti-government protests have choked transportation to and from the ancient citadel. Rail operators say they've had to suspend services because several tracks have been blocked or damaged by protests that have spread throughout the country. In the past month, dozens of people have been killed in violent clashes. The fiery protests erupting after the ousting of former President Pedro Castillo in December. Demonstrators are demanding new elections and calling for the resignation of current Peruvian President Dina Boluarte. The civil unrest has stranded tourists before. Last month, authorities evacuated hundreds of people after similar transit issues at Machu Picchu. Officials say this time around, some tourists have left by foot, but the trek is at least 6 to 7 hours long.
Machu Picchu usually draws more than 1 million tourists a year, but it's now off limits. Peru's national treasure overshadowed by its spiraling political crisis.
Up next, a Las Vegas family-style Italian restaurant was struggling, but now it has lines out the door. The owner of Frankincense Pizzeria says his dream of owning a restaurant was fading away until a local content creator, Keith Lee, made the restaurant an overnight sensation with one heartfelt TikTok review.
Yesterday afternoon, I got an email from an employee of a family-owned restaurant here in Vegas. I got it, let's try it, and rate it 1 through 10. Frank, if you're watching this, I'm going to be completely honest, you are an amazing man. Let's try this food. Garlic knots, off rip, these look amazing. Boy, that thing packed with flavor. I ain't going to try the ranch again because, again, I'm not a huge fan. This is one of the best wings I've ever had.
So I went out on delivery. It was just me and another girl working that night because we're not busy. And the phone was just started blowing up. Come Tuesday morning, we had a long line out of our door prior to us even opening up.
Hey guys, how many saw this man on TikTok?
Woo! 30 years ago, I had a dream. Opened up my old restaurant. Finally, this year it came through with the help of my family. But I saw my dreams fading away because of the lack of traffic coming into my business.
That's Summer. She's the original employee that reached out to me. Summer, say hi. The email read, I'm an employee at Frankincense Pizzeria. It's really slow. We really can't afford rent. And we would love for you to come and try the food. Frank, from me to you, this is my opinion. There is no way you should be behind on rent or struggling to pay rent. It is marketing. That's 100% what I feel like. That food is delicious. The service is amazing.
I meet people from everywhere. And that is very emotional. To me. But they will come out in support of my family and this restaurant.
And for today's 10 out of 10, if you love pizza, you're going to love this. Pizza Hut went to the Los Angeles Convention Center to build the world's biggest pizza. And to complete the task, workers put down layers of dough, tomato sauce, toppings, then baked the enormous pie with a special heater. Let's break this pie down by the numbers. Nearly 14,000 square feet of pizza, more than 13,000 pounds of dough. We're talking nearly 5,000 pounds of sauce and more than 8,000 pounds of cheese. At the end, it worked out to be 68,000 pieces of pizza for the record-breaking pie, and Guinness World Records confirms it's the world's biggest pizza. That is huge for real dough. Now, I'm going to be out the next 2 days, but you're going to be in great hands. And I look forward to coming back to finish this week strong with you on Friday. I want to give a special shout out to Morton Middle School in Fall River, Massachusetts. We see you, and we hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Go out and make someone smile today.